Good afternoon and welcome to the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. I'm John Coffey alongside with Matt Trenton. And for the next hour, we'll be talking Northwest Athletics as we're into the winter sports season as well as a little bit with the fall sports season. Volleyball is still going as they have made it into the MIAA tournament, which gets underway a little bit later this week. And we've got men's and women's basketball going. Football season ended this past Saturday with a tough loss to Pittsburgh State, but this basketball season should be a lot of fun. Northwest women off to a great start.
Yeah, they are, John, sitting at 5-1 right now after wins last weekend over both Rockhurst and Graceland in Kansas City. They'll be heading back down south coming up on Saturday to take on William Jewell in Liberty, so a chance to move to 6-1 and really just getting production up and down the lineup overall. If you think about how this team is constructed, you know that Molly Hartnett, Kaylee Keston, Kelsey Fields, those seniors are going to give you a lot. But you're also seeing quite a bit out of junior Emery Czar. She's averaging 6 points per game, but also pulling in 6 rebounds per contest. Ella Moody went for a season-high 13 points in the win just the other night over Graceland. Peyton Kelderman put up 11. So they're getting production from a lot of different areas, not just starters, but also players off the bench. And the other big factor with that, too, they played 6 games, and they have only allowed an opponent into the 60s one time. That's Minnesota State, who plays fast. The possessions are upped by a ton in a game like that. Only give up 67 to the former number one team in the country. So you think about defensively, you only give up 54 points per game through your first 6. They're obviously doing something right now, rebounding the basketball well. It just feels like this is a team that can step into any style and find a way to beat you.
You know, when you look at those totals, too, it's not like they're playing an easy schedule, not only the Minnesota State team that you talked about, but the first 2 weekends in particular were just a brutal schedule there, and they came out of that in very good shape. And, of course, this past week, wins over Rockhurst and Graceland, what they were able to do there, just go out, take care of business, and get a lot of players that up to that point hadn't gotten a lot of playing time out on the floor and get acclimated to things.
Yeah, the schedule's been difficult. And you think about even just, you know, Rockhurst on last Thursday, that's a team picked to finish near the top of the GLVC, and it's not necessarily going to be an easy conference by any means. So they're expected to do quite a bit within their conference. The Bearcats still shut them down to only 51 points so far this season. And you're right, a lot of different players are working in. Kendall Klatz played in 5 of the first 6 basketball games so far. We're seeing Evelyn Vasquez get out there for her first action over the weekend, and she was a strong contributor, 3 assists per game in her first couple ball games. And Sadie Moss coming up the bench, she's just a freshman out of Waukee, but she's 6'1" tall, pulling in 5 rebounds per game, had her first career double-double in that victory over Graceland. So you're kind of excited to see where this team goes. And one of the players we were most looking forward to seeing, Aaliyah Riley, got hurt in game number 2 against Texas Woman's University, who's a second-ranked team in the country. She hasn't played in the last 4, and Coach Meyer is expecting to see her back maybe this weekend, if not this weekend, by the time conference starts there at the 1st of December. But it feels like things trending up with this team as a whole. Then you get Riley out there, get her healthy, get her on the floor. It feels like they're only going to get better and better.
Now, for the Northwest men, they're right now 1-3 on the season, but I think you're seeing from week 1 to week 2 a lot of improvement out of that squad. And just a tough loss they had this past Friday, losing to Colorado Springs, but 63-61 loss there. But that Colorado Springs team was a team that the night before against Pittsburgh State put 91 points up on the board and just ran away from what is expected to be a pretty good team in Pittsburgh State this season. And Northwest was down by 10 early in that one, came back and led at halftime, led throughout much of the ball game, but just couldn't quite get it done at the end with that last second layup that was the difference in that ball game. But I think you're seeing improvement out of that men's team, and they're going to be a fun team to watch as the season goes along.
The first weekend to the second weekend, it does feel like they've gotten a lot more comfortable and understanding a little bit more of what Coach Keeley is trying to get them to do out there on the floor with the way they're running, but also defending too. That was one thing he really stressed through that first weekend, was we're just not defending well enough. And then you come back around, you hold Shadron State to 57 in the first win of the season. You mentioned what Colorado Springs did against Pittsburgh State the night before, putting up 90-plus points. Well, they only got 63 against the Bearcats in the second game of that weekend. And again, came up just short. There were some opportunities to close that out in the final couple minutes, just getting one more bucket to go down, just pushing that lead a little bit more. They couldn't quite get it done. But again, it's slowly guys kind of working in, getting a feel for each other, getting a feel for tendencies, not only guys that have been around for a while with the Luke Moustakas and Spencer Shomers and Patrick Gallagher, but also an Emery Knox who's really getting his first action as a Bearcat through these first 4 games. So everybody's feeling each other out, but you feel like things are heading in the right direction. Now, this weekend won't be easy. Southwest Minnesota State and Concordia St. Paul. I mean, this team has their work cut out for them through the non-conference schedule, but that's kind of good to, hey, let's take our lumps, let's play some really good teams, let's test ourselves, because once conference does start, they're at home against an improved Missouri Western team. So I think this is good. They're kind of saying, all right, let's do a litmus test. Let's see where we're at before things really ramp up.
Hey, you look at both of those teams are facing this upcoming weekend, both undefeated going into the weekend, and Southwest Minnesota State and went over the number one team in the nation from last year, Minnesota State. So, like you say, that schedule's looked pretty tough this weekend, but a good test to go up against them and then move on from that. And look at volleyball. They go into the MIAA tournament coming up later.
Yeah, the Bearcats coming off splitting the weekend last weekend. They lost to number four Nebraska Kearney 3-2. They won the first two sets but just couldn't quite close that out. And then they took down Fort Hays 3-1 on Saturday. So Northwest has won 3 of 4. They hit in as the number five seed to the MIAA tournament. They'll get the 25th ranked team in the country, Washburn, in that 4-5 matchup, a team that they've lost to this year, but they also beat back in late September. So Coach Worth was talking about it last week on the coach's show, I should say. You know, we know we have to get the automatic qualifier to be able to work our way into the NCAA regional. They know what's ahead of them. Just got to win 3 matches in a row. That's all it's going to take. Now, those are some big matches to win. It'll start with Washburn, who's the 4th seed. You get through that, most likely going to see the 1 seed Nebraska Kearney, who you just faced this last weekend. And then, of course, you know, we'll kind of see what would loom on Sunday in the championship. But this is a veteran squad. They know what they're up against. They've knocked off some top-ranked teams before, so kind of excited to see what they can do coming out in the MIAA tournament.
And the men's cross-country teams still got some things going with the national meet coming up.
Yeah, that'll be run out at the Arcade Creek Creek cross-country course in Sacramento, California, coming up on Saturday. The men will run at 10 o'clock in the morning locally here. I should say 10 o'clock in the morning in California. Here locally in Maryville, it actually started about noon. But they have had just a tremendous season. They are led by just a trio of really big-time runners. You think about Grant Bradley, who we'll hear from in a little bit, Nate Mueller, and Drew Atkins. They have put up some fantastic numbers all year long. They were the runner-up in the Central Region Championships. They were in Joplin a couple weeks ago and looking to come out and pull a couple All-American bids, and you never know what can happen with them as a team as they kind of get rolling. So there is some good depth there, and, you know, there's a chance that it's going to be in the mid to low 50s when that race starts. It should be kind of a wet, sloppy weekend. We'll talk to Coach Cunningham coming up a little bit about how that'll play out in a course like that, but you kind of feel good about these Midwest boys heading out to California and chance to kind of get after it there. So it'll be a fun weekend.
Well, I think I saw some of them out running yesterday in conditions that might be similar to what they had or will have coming up this weekend, the way things were yesterday.
Exactly. You get a good 50-degree day here with the wind blowing, and they're out there shirtless. So it's a different breed of tough.
Yes, it is. And unfortunately for Bearcat football, the season came to a close Saturday in a game with Pittsburgh State. Just one of those where you just couldn't get the field position flipped in that one. And that was, I think, one of the biggest differences there.
Yeah, and just hard time kind of digging their way out. The punt was blocked. That was returned for a touchdown. A couple short fields for Pittsburgh State that led to some scores. There are only 2 drives of the game that led to touchdowns, were of 41 yards and 32 yards. So you felt good defensively. Had a hard time offensively with penalties just mounting. But, you know, another winning season for the Bearcats. Also came out a little bit earlier this morning, the All-MIAA teams. And Jake Fisher, the senior for the Bearcats, named the MIAA Defensive Lineman of the Year, one of 14 Bearcats honored. So some rightful postseason honors, and these guys really laid a lot out there. And it would have been pretty easy starting 0-2, just kind of rolling over and letting the season fritter away. But they really kept after it. You feel pretty good about the building blocks they have moving forward.
Yeah, Jake Fisher just had a heck of a season. And as the season went along, he just got better and better, too. I mean, he's had a great career at Northwest overall, but he just went out in the flurries.
Yeah, he really did. Tore up some teams there, especially as that season got late and Northwest needed it. You know, it's kind of what the progression of a young man like that coming out of Smithfield. It's been fun to watch from him getting some special teams time to becoming the guy that everybody's game planning around on that defensive line. So well-deserved recognition and a terrific career for him.
Again, we are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We've got more coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and Altar and Home. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back into the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we are rolling into Northwest Missouri State Volleyball. The Bearcats getting set for the MIAA tournament, which gets underway on Thursday. Northwest will be meeting up with the 25th ranked team in the nation, Washburn. That's a 4-5 matchup down to the Civic Arena in St. Joseph. We're joined by Northwest head coach Amy Wirth and senior Peyton Kirchhoff. Coach, MIAA tournament time, this is kind of what you guys have been building toward for quite some time of thinking postseason. You talked last week about that chance to come out, play strong, get that automatic qualifier bid. What's that approach like as you head into, hey, it's win or go home at this point?
We talked about phase three, which we're in, because we got preseason for phase one, regular season for phase two, and now we're in phase three. We don't talk about win or go home. More so what we talked about yesterday was the process of what we need to do. I ultimately chose to go a route where it's less results and more process based because that's kind of who I am always. I control the controllables at a high level, and but I want it to be about us. And so we wrote letters to Dear Volleyball, to the sport of volleyball at the beginning of the season, and we've had them locked and ready to read for the whole season, and we're starting to dip into them now. So myself, Nick, and our three captains read theirs yesterday, and then we'll continue to work through people's as we go through the week, because I think we need to think about why we're playing and the passion that we need to have to play, and what's our why. And that needs to be greater than thinking, okay, if we lose, we're done. And so how can we dive back into that piece and just have fun and enjoy what we're doing? And let the results take care of themselves with that piece. So that's kind of the angle that I've taken. We have a word every week that is a core covenant, and I chose to stray from those and go to a word called teamwork. And we had a definition of it yesterday and learned about it and watched a video. And I feel like more than anything, I've made them think about what's the secrets of great teamwork and how can we have teamwork this week as we're going through a very hard schedule.
Peyton, coach talks about the letters you guys wrote preseason, now those coming out this week. How emotional is that to hear some of those letters being read at this point, especially not being an underclassman anymore, but being late in your career and kind of just understanding what's going on a little bit more than maybe some of the 18-year-olds do?
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit of a different view on it, especially I wrote that letter right after I had just been getting back into volleyball from my injury. So now looking back at it now, I've had a full season under my belt and kind of figured out how to play volleyball again. So it's really emotional to just see how much we've all changed a little bit throughout the season, how our Dear Volleyball might be a little bit different now than what it was at the beginning. And we've just had a lot of experience throughout this season now. I think we're going to bring that into the tournament.
Do those letters and the chances to step away from X's and O's, because you're playing against teams that you've already played, not to say you won't still do plenty of game planning, but you kind of understand who you're seeing. Does that center you a little bit more to kind of come in and talk about teamwork, have the letters, and just everything that goes with that?
Yeah, we definitely know a lot about the teams that we're going to be facing, which is a good thing and a bad thing because they know a lot about us as well. But just having the ability to go over and figure out what our why is, what we really want to do in this tournament, and our end goal of getting the AQ to regionals.
Coach, you talked about phase three, and you've won 3 of 4 and trying to finish that regular season strong. Do you kind of sever that and say, all right, that's done, focus on this? Or do you try to use some momentum of what you did this previous couple weeks?
I think it's probably a hybrid. We talked about positives. Every Monday meeting, we have positives that we talk about that we accomplished over the weekend. And obviously, going up 2-0 against Kearney is great. But then having the freight train come at us that came at us, we didn't figure that out. And how to get the last 25 or 15 points to get that win, which we wanted. But we saw some of the best volleyball we've played those first two sets. And if you remember, when we went and played them at their place, we got swept and did not play well. And so for us to play toe-to-toe with them is something we took away from it. So we are taking some positives from the weekend into this coming week, because it's going to be a grind. You know, our conference is a tough conference, and this isn't going to be a cakewalk to walk through all three teams that we're going to have to play. And we understand that. So the more positives I think we can hold on to, I think it balances out the hard that we're going to have to be comfortable in, for sure.
You are about controlling the controllables. But as I look at the bracket, it's like, all right, go through Washburn, then you got Kearney sitting there looming. Does that weaken a little bit? All right, we hung with them. We should have knocked them off. That's right there. Let's roll this into the semifinals. You got to get through Washburn first,
right?
But that's one you want back.
Yes, we do want back. Our girls want it back. I know they want it back. And we would find a way, I think, to get through that and be able to get into the finals with whoever that might be. And maybe it is a St. Joe matchup with, you know, Mo West. And who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? UCO is a very dynamic team and very talented. So it's going to be a challenge regardless of, even if we have an upset here or there. Little known fact or unknown fact that Fort Hays has taken off a set from Kearney every single time they've played them. And so Kearney went through their whole entire, you know, conference record 3-0, and then finally Fort Hays got one from them, and then Washburn took them to 5, and then Fort Hays took another one from them and almost got 2 from them, actually. So it could be a good matchup there with the 1-8. You never know. I think Fort Hays probably is looking at this thinking not a bad matchup for them, because they play with a lot of moxie when they play them. So bottom line, regardless of who it is, our girls would like to take on Kearney. They feel more comfortable taking on Kearney than being on the other side of the bracket, in my opinion. So I think it all matches up well to what our expectations can be walking through this. But we've got to take one match at a time, and we know Washburn awfully well, and we're breaking down a lot from a coach's standpoint and try not to share too much with the girls. But I feel like us as a coaching staff can really get to the nitty-gritty of Washburn and what makes them go and what they're good at and what they're not good at and how can we take advantage of those areas. And so we're going to share some of that with our players, but we're going to let them play too. So it'll be fun to see. I know our girls are hungry to get in there and get a win, you know, and do what they need to do. And I feel like we have been playing some of our best volleyball. We hit 5-15 in the first set of Fort Hays, and sided out 100%. So peaking at the right time has been something that has been kind of the challenge for me as a coach. And I feel like I've strategically done some different things lately to try to change the outcome of what our seasons have ended like, and so that we can peak at the right time. So I'm excited, and our girls are responding really well. But we're just stoked to get down there and have our practice tomorrow.
Peyton, coach talked about peaking at the right time and playing some good volleyball, even the tough loss to UNK, some really good things that come from that too. How do you go from a Friday and one with disappointment to, hey, we can't let that linger, we push that aside and come back out and play really strong against Fort Hays?
I think that the main thing was in the locker room after the Kearney game, we knew we should have won that game, but we probably played some of the best volleyball all season. So there was still a bit of confidence of, oh, like, we're going to keep this rolling into the tournament. We need to keep it rolling tomorrow. Like, envisioning what we did in those first two sets and trying to bring that with us every game now left.
12 kills, 23 digs against Fort Hays. Your first double-double since against Fort Smith back in October. Injuries you've battled and kind of going through soreness and everything. How do you feel right now as you head into the tournament?
I feel confident. I know that my teammates are surrounding me and giving me lots of love. They can usually tell a little bit, I think, when I'm struggling. So I get a lot of, hey, just have confidence out there on the court. So I'm surrounded by the best girls out there that help me get through any game that I'm having.
is it nice? Hey, Civic Arena, St. Joe, 40 minutes down the road. This is an easy trip for you guys, but also fans that orbit want to make that trip down.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We're really hoping to see a lot of Bearcat Nation out there. As a fifth year, it was really great at our senior night to have a standing ovation. I looked at the other fifth years, and we were all tearing up a little bit, but it's just great to always have the support of the Bearcats.
And Northwest Missouri State will play Washburn in the opening round of the tournament, the quarterfinal round. That's a 7:30 start. Coach, you're the late match each day, 7:30, 7:30, then, of course, the championship match at 6 o'clock. Is it, hey, let's just get there and play, or is it nice to kind of sit back, let things play out, let's just kind of watch some volleyball, get into the atmosphere, and then go play?
We won't be there until we have to be there. So I don't put them in the atmosphere other than we'll get there and do our routine. But we usually stay a night there because we go out one of the nights to go have a nice meal, and we're not able to do that with dress up and looking nice and stuff. But we'll go after one of our practices that we have. We'll go to Boudreaux's. Is that how you say
Boudreaux's?
That? Boudreaux's. Yeah. We'll go there. We have gone there the last 2 years in a row. And the girls like to have that celebration of the season. And so that'll be done just differently, and then we'll sleep in our own beds. So I think that's the positive of all this, is that, yes, we have the late game, but we can go to class. We can have some natural day, organic, you know, normal stuff going on. Our life isn't surrounded by volleyball all the time. We have a balance of student-athletes, and I think we're still going to get that. Had a coach try to change with me for a later or earlier time, and I was like, nope, we're going to class. He's like, I wish we could do that. So it's great that we're able to do that and find that balance, and our girls spend a lot of time on the academic side. So that is a worry for them that they have to balance it. So we're trying to give them just as natural of a day as possible. And then once we get locked and loaded with the scout and traveling down there, they're all volleyball. So we're excited about where we're sitting with the time frames.
Looking forward to a nice long weekend of volleyball. Three matches on the way for Northwest Missouri State as they head to the MIAA tournament. Coach Wirth, Peyton, thanks for the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Northwest Missouri State head coach Amy Wirth and Peyton Kirchhoff, a senior with the Bearcats. We'll step aside. Back with more on KXCV, KRNW.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports the Bearcats. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com or at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, Northwest Missouri State Cross Country, the men's team, off to the national championship meet in Sacramento, California, coming up this weekend. A noon start time here locally out in California. It's actually a 10 a.m. race time. We're joined by Northwest Coach Whit Cunningham, also senior Grant Bradley. Appreciate you guys coming on, talking with us. And finally, meet week, the anticipation leading up to this moment. Wick, what's the mentality of the team like right now? And is it just kind of all business, not really getting too worked up either way?
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, we're certainly excited. We're excited to get on the plane, get out there, face the best competition in the nation. But at the end of the day, we're still going there to, you know, to perform to the best of our abilities. And, yeah, just trying to keep our emotions in check, being excited, but also recognizing there's still a job to do.
You know, Grant, a lot of van trips and bus trips and just kind of driving around the Midwest throughout the fall. Now the chance to jump on a plane, head out to California. Obviously, it's the best of the best in the country, Northwest Missouri State right there near the top. How do you kind of funnel this in and make sure that this is just another meet? We're not going to get too high or too low on it.
I think keeping in mind it's a business trip at the end of the day. You know, we're going on a plane. We've got our seven guys with duffels in hands and backpacks on, but you know, we're there to run against the best, and if we're there to just have fun, then we're going to get walked all over, and we don't want that. You know, we want to go there and we want to contend. So just keeping in the back of our heads, it's a business trip, and you know, for someone like me, like, this is my last ever race on a cross country course, so that definitely keeps me wanting to, you know, put my best performance as my last one.
Your last race in cross country, your first meet, the Nationals, as a member of a cross country team. Do you try to take this week, though, and slow it down, kind of soak in every moment along the way?
That's exactly right. I've been really trying to keep in the headspace that I belong there. I've always struggled with that in cross country, but I think I've done enough just this season alone to really convince myself that I do belong running up at the front with the guys. I've always thought that in the back of my head, but then I don't really believe it when it comes to race time. So just really having that self-belief is going to be huge, and, you know, just staying content with everything else, not changing anything, nothing out of the ordinary other than this quick flight. Then we'll be back in an Airbnb and relaxing, kicking our legs up, and getting ready to run fast.
You know, Wick, whenever you bring in Grant from Fort Hays State, and, of course, a strong career, but never actually reaching this point as a team or an individual, but just knowing that he had a chance to kind of break through. How do you go about getting that out of certain student athletes, and what makes Grant so special in that regard?
Yeah, so, you know, I'll still give credit to his time at Hays and his coaching there. You know, they did build for 4 years, so there's a lot of work that did go into it before he came here. But yeah, I think, you know, we have a pretty positive environment here, and I think he had a couple other teammates that he was able to train with on a day-to-day basis that made a big difference. So I don't know if it's even necessarily a thing I've done. I think it's more our attitude and mentality of the team on a day-to-day basis that really created that environment that made this possible.
Northwest Missouri State heading out to California for the National Championship Meet coming up this Saturday. It'll be ran at the Arcade Creek Cross Country Course. Wick, do you know much about the course, what you're getting into? Can you make calls to coaches to get a feel for that too?
Yeah, so the previous coach here, they ran there in 2019. I watched it online, and from everything I've heard, it is almost like a track meet. It's a flat, fast course on a golf course, great footing, long straights, not too many turns, and you know, we feel pretty good about that. So we're going to be lucky. We're going to be able to get on the course on Thursday and Friday. So we're going to run it a few times before the meet. And other than seeing old videos and kind of hearsay, you know, this is what we know, but we feel pretty confident and good about it.
Now, at this point right now, of course, things change, but the forecast calling for some rain Friday and Saturday in Sacramento and through that area. Grant, does that change up how you approach it, strategy, anything like that, as you do step up, and if it's coming down or if it has been raining throughout the night?
I think it leads to a lot more confidence on our squad, honestly, because we know the course is fast. So if it's a nice sunny day, we're ready to run fast. We run a lot on the track. We run a lot on, you know, at fast paces. But we've also experienced a rainy regional meet. We've experienced rainy, windy, rough condition workouts. So I think we're just ready for both, and we're anticipating either to happen.
You know, that's kind of the fun part, too, about teams coming from the Midwest have really trained through about anything. And so you look at Cal, it's probably going to be a nice course, but sitting in the low 50s with some rain, I mean, it feels like that's kind of right up your guys' alley. Mindset-wise, you've been in big meets before. Is this just kind of rolling out and just, all right, I'm going to do what I do?
That's exactly right. I mean, it's the last one, so the plan is just let it fly. And I'm with a great group of guys that I've been able to train with all year and succeed with all year. So I think one last ride is going to be exactly what we anticipate and what we need.
It'll be a noon start here in Maryville, but Wick out in Sacramento will be at 10 a.m. Do you have to do any adjusting for the body clock, or is that just showing up a couple days early allows you to get in that flow?
Yeah, you know, we're really lucky. Traveling west is usually a little bit easier on the body, so going that direction is going to be nice. And yeah, just showing up a couple days early is all we really need to do. And then what we're really trying to do Thursday and Friday is get into a normal routine. You know, we're not in class. We're not in Maryville. We're trying to keep everything as normal as possible. Knowing it won't be exactly the same, but just trying to make sure our bodies, our minds are in the mindset of, like, nothing's changing, normal days, normal preparation, nothing special to do, just going about life as we normally would.
Grant, you talked about wanting to come out and be competitive. Is there something you put on this that you say, you know what, it doesn't matter where I finish, as long as I do this, I'm going to walk away and say this is a successful meet?
Yeah, I think training every day with Nate and Drew and being able to race, and we're all within 20 seconds of each other every single meet. If we can do that at the national meet, I mean, that's everything for us. That's where we're going to see the most, I guess, benefits on the team side. So if we can all stay within 20 seconds one last time, I think having those low sticks is going to, you know, lead to really good results for the team. So that's the only thing I'm looking forward to doing, is making sure I see my two teammates the entire race.
National championships on the way for cross country coming up this weekend in Sacramento, California. The men will race at noon here, local time. Wick, Grant, thanks for the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Northwest cross country coach Wick Cunningham and senior Grant Bradley with us. We will step aside and be back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXEV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXEV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, Broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-7562. 3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to Pizza Ranch on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We talk men's basketball now, as the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Matt Keeley, joining us along with Luke Mostakis on the show here this week. And coach, coming off another busy week last week on Thursday and Friday down to St. Joseph at Municipal Auditorium, a couple games down there. And let's just kind of talk about some of the things that really looked like from week one to week two. Saw a lot of improvement out of this squad, and it looks like things are really going in the right direction for you.
We hope so. I feel like that was true, and that speaks maybe a little bit to how not that well we played the first weekend, as much as it did that we corrected some things and got to playing better. Obviously, didn't get the full results that we wanted. 2-2 sounds a lot better than 1-3, and we were close in that, but didn't quite get the second game finished there. But so cool to get into Kansas City and Municipal Auditorium and the building and all the stuff. And even hear our guys, they understood, obviously, as a program, having a lot of success there through the years, that how cool that place is. And Kansas City, certainly a center of basketball in the country. And so got down there and got better. And that's kind of the theme for this group, as it would be for any group. Hey, let's just keep getting better. Let's just keep getting better. And we're back on the practice floor yesterday, and I thought we did that. So we'll see how it goes today.
Yeah, a good win over Shadron State to start things out. And then the Colorado Springs game, I thought a lot of good things came out of that, despite the fact it came up with a tough loss at the end. But you held a Colorado Springs team that the night before scored 91 points, held them down to 63. And still, I thought really showed a lot of good things out of that game.
Yeah, and for all reasons, that was our first close game we'd played. And so go down the stretch and some late game execution that we get to learn from, in good and for bad. And so I think this group will have a chance if we hit our ceiling and our potential, which, you know, hopefully we're trending towards, to play in a lot of games that'll be like that. And so hopefully it only took us one to learn from some things that we can come out on the right side of the next time. Defensively good, except on the possessions that they got 63. You know, nobody has ever shut anybody out to my knowledge in that way, but would have liked to have either been able to lean into our defense for one more stop or find a better execution or made shot there at the end and learn, you know, from a 64-63 win versus a 63-61 loss.
And one thing that stands out from the first couple weeks, though, you're making teams really work for three-point opportunities right now. From what I see, stat-wise, tops in the conference as far as three-point defense in the MIAA. So you guys are making teams really work on the outside.
Yeah, I don't know if that's, you know, something that we specifically stress. We do try to, you know, close out the feet and make guys make another play. And we are long. You know, our guys, as we start the starting lineup, are a long, tall group in that way. So maybe attributes to that a little bit in that way. And hopefully then those long threes end up with rebounds for us that start our break going the other direction. Need to find that a little bit more. But certainly a positive to take away from the early part of the season so far.
Okay, as we mentioned, Luke Mostakis with us. And Luke, coming off a career high against Shadron State, 21 points in the win over Shadron. And how much fun was that to get out there and have the shots drop like that?
You know, I can't complain. It was a good time. Definitely felt better that we won and had a good celebration in the locker room after. No complaints for me when it comes to shooting the ball. You know, Coach Light knows that I like to shoot it. He's yelling at me to shoot more. So,
that's sometimes an issue with some players. You want them shoot a little bit less, but somebody like Luke, you want to see that ball in his hand and see that go up.
We'll give Luke a hard time. It's not that I want him to shoot more. I want him to dribble less. No, I'm kidding. Given the alternative, he you know, is a guy that shoots the heck out of that thing, and so a lot of our possessions. We're comfortable with, you know, rhythm threes and want him to let that thing go because we feel like, you know, that he's going to make it. You know, I just think we have great size and I think we have good shooting. We have to put more pressure on the rim, which we talked about yesterday. I think we can do that hopefully with our pace and a little bit with our decision making. We haven't shot a lot of free throws and that's not a shot at the refs at all. I just don't think we put a lot of pressure on the rim. We got to offensive rebound better. We've got to roll harder. We've got to, you know, play a little bit lower, all on the offensive end to try to make us more efficient in that way. We haven't exactly met the pace goals or the efficiency goals. But as we watch it, I do think that we're close. I think that you kind of see, you know, that we're almost there. Hopefully the guys are believing that and fighting for those things still, too. It was certainly a point of emphasis yesterday. I thought it was a noticeable reaction out of them where we were up and down a little bit more and we were able to, you know, get a few more paint touches throughout practice. You know, that always works both ways. That means, man, our defense is allowing a lot of paint touches in practice yesterday just because, you know, we're practicing 10 guys and 9 of those guys are in our rotation right now. So, we don't, quote-unquote, really have a scout team that we're going against. So anytime it's working on one side of the ball, it's working against us on the other. Moose shooting the basketball is certainly something that we're fans of.
Hey, Luke, let's just kind of talk about coming into this season as one of the veterans on this team and a position of leadership here. What are some of the things that you're trying to bring to this team this year coming in as a veteran on the squad?
Past cultures, it's something, you know, culture is a big part of this program and working hard, you know, like bringing the energy every day, our like energy before practice, during practice, trying to keep those traditions because that's something that's true to winning. Like, it's a winning culture. And, you know, just the best way to describe it is like just trying to like stay weird. Like some of the things we do is weird and, you know, you got to get people to like buy in. And once people buy in, it usually works. So that's probably the biggest thing.
And coming in, getting a lot of playing time this season, just kind of talk about making that transition in as a starter right now and maybe the way you look at preparing for each game now.
I mean, it's definitely changed how I prepare for each game in the years past. I mean, wouldn't really take scout that serious because, like, you know, it's kind of know in the back of your mind that you might not play. So, but I'm taking a lot more steps, like watching film of like other teams by myself, you know, telling like other teammates what might be their tendencies of each shots and stuff like that. And you know, it's definitely something. It's something I've been waiting for a couple years now, and it feels good. But it's not. That's not like I got to keep working hard. You know, it's not just given. You got to work for it.
And you know when Coach Keeley first came in and talked about the style of play he wants to bring. One of the people I first thought of that would thrive under this would be you, as far as your skill set out there. And I think that's been the case what we've seen so far.
Yeah, I mean, running gun and, you know, shooting threes is I like to shoot threes. It's something we know. So, I mean, yeah, it's definitely, I think it helps me a lot. And just, you know, I think one thing, like if we like go back to like playing pickup back in the years, like, I've always like thrived under like faster play, like where I don't have to think a lot, and that's something even Max told me is like yeah, when you're not thinking, you're playing really well, and I think that's really helping me offensively, like efficiently, like making decisions and stuff like that.
And Coach, when you watch what Moose has been able to do, just kind of talk about his progress this season, what you like out of what you've seen from him.
Yeah, I think the next step that we're continuing to work on is when he. I mean, I gave him a hard time earlier. Is like teams are going to start understanding and driving him off the line and okay, where are we going from there? And you know, what is his next finish? And whether it's a jump hook or a high hands jumper, kind of right around the smile, or even just a paint touch, and where the basketball goes next as he rolls through that. And I know he can do those things, but right now he kind of fights to stay behind that 3-point line, you know, at all costs. And so just finding the blending of that, and then, you know, making strides still on the defensive end, and finding you know, obviously. Being a great team defender, we probably won't have him matched up with a player that has a lot of wiggle, you know, naturally. But competing in the moments that, you know, switches happen, that he does that, and then still understanding scheme defensively and you know, defensively helping us rebound it. Maybe not always in a spot where, you know, it's just blocking out his guy, but, you know, coming down from the perimeter and rebounding down. And, you know, we get a guy like him or Spencer or Emery doing that. It helps start our break a little bit faster. You know, can skip the step of having to throw the outlet pass because now we got a guy that can handle it already with the basketball in their hand. So, you know, the whole group through the year is going to continue to get better. A lot of teams I've coached have been better at the end of the year than they are at the beginning for whatever reason. I got to be better at the beginning of the year and fix that somehow. But I think that's going to be especially true with this year's group, you know, a new coaching staff and style, some new roles for guys that are on the floor, a new mix of guys playing together. Just assume that we figured out sooner than later because this gets a lot more fun. But I have a big belief still truly in the ceiling for this group and where we can go. You know, potential is always a dangerous word because you're not there yet. And can we stay battling and together while we're trying to find it? And we'll get another great challenge this weekend, you know, as we head up and play a couple undefeated NSIC teams up in Iowa.
Yeah, and when you look at the first couple weeks of the season on the road, but places that are very familiar with, down at St. Joe for the first weekend on the Missouri Western campus, then last weekend what I always kind of like to refer to as maybe Bearcat Arena South down at Municipal Auditorium, where you generally get a nice group of Bearcat fans coming to the games as well. And this time on the road up north to Upper Iowa. Iowa and Fayette, and I believe that's the first time that I can remember that we've been up in Fayette. We played Upper Iowa a number of times at some different sites, but the first time to go up there and play in their classic. And like you say, a couple of pretty tough teams coming up. Southwest Minnesota State, a team that I think knocked off the defending national champion Minnesota State as one of their three wins,
and a couple of league teams,
yes,
as well. So they're off to the start, a good start. Coach Bigler runs a great program up there. You know, has for several years. And, you know, they're going to be well prepared. They're going to be hard nosed and play hard and, you know, a lot of pride and stuff. So, national tournament team that, you know, we split with a year ago, you know, so they have our full attention, you know, although most of what we're doing still is a little, introspective, you know, like, hey, getting all the things that we want to do, you know, polished a little bit in that way. But, yeah, I'm not sure how we ended up in Iowa. Inherited the schedule as we came in from the start. And so, but as far as like opponents and challenge and giving us a measuring stick of where we're at, you know, here 28 practices in and, you know, our fifth and sixth games of the year, It'll absolutely provide that because it's two really good teams, you know, as you mentioned, from a really good league and you know, hopefully we'll come out on the right side of it.
Then you've got Concordia St. Paul after that, a team also undefeated, as you mentioned, but also a team that statistically anyway is putting up a lot of points on the board right now.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything on them yet besides their final scores, but I think it was 115 in a game, yeah. Yeah, up and down. And
I think they're averaging about 93 a game, too.
That sounds awesome. Yeah.
You're looking for those numbers,
I can't wait to turn that one on and watch those guys as far as that goes. But obviously, they got some great firepower. And the word, you know, through the summer, just talking to teams as you're around, you know, recruiting and running into coaches was, you know, they kind of had some bad luck last year with some injuries and some eligibility or whatever it was. But a lot of teams thought that, hey, they're going to be better than people think. And that at least has proven true here early.
And Luke, they just talk a bit about going on the road to a place that they haven't been before, a chance to go up to Northern Iowa there and play on the Upper Iowa campus and just kind of see some different territory and a chance for this team to kind of grow together. And I know the road trips are something you guys always look forward to.
Yeah, I mean, road trips are always fun. Team dinners are always a blast. But what I'm hearing is there's nothing in this town. So don't know how this is going to go. He said we're getting cooler dinners from the grocery store or something. But, you know, I'm excited. Road trips are always a blast, especially with our teammates. You know, we all hang out in the lobby together. It's like outside of basketball, it's always a good time. And then obviously getting to play in a new gym, new faces, you know, I'm excited.
What are some of the things you guys like to do away from basketball now?
A lot of video games. I won't lie. A lot of us play video games together. When it's golfing season, we also play a lot of golf. But in the hotel, we kind of just, like, sit down there and talk. Like, we were in the Marriott for talking just to each other, watching basketball while we were eating Chipotle. It was just a good time. You know, it's something we always do.
Now you talk about golf. Who's the best golfer on the team?
I'd say it's me. it used to be Wes. Wes is a really good golfer, but now that he's gone, I'm taking the throne the best golfer on the team.
All right, well, sounds good. Well, for both of you, good to have you with us here on the show. I look forward to seeing you up in Fayette, Iowa this weekend.
All right, thanks.
Again, that is the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Matt Keeley, along with Luke Mustakas off the Bearcat men's team. We'll be back. We've got more coming up right after this.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we continue on talking women's basketball as we're joined now by Emery Zars and Kendall Clapp with us. And for both of you, great to have you on the show here.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We're excited to be here.
All right. And coming off a pretty good couple, 3 weeks to start the season here for both of you. And just kind of talk, Kendall, for being a veteran on this squad to coming in and just kind of talk about what this start means to be a part of this program coming in 5-1 right now.
Yeah, it's special. I mean, we knew we wanted to have a big year after last year's big season. So it's been fun to kind of have the start that we've hoped for. Obviously, the loss to Texas Women's was a little hard, but it's something we can grow from, and we're excited to keep improving.
And Emery, a newcomer to the program this year, but stepping right in, moving into the starting lineup and contributing early on, just kind of talk about coming in and being a part of this Bearcat women's basketball program.
Really, it's just been everything and more. I couldn't be in a better place, and I'm just really blessed to be able to be a part of this amazing group. The girls, the coaches, the community, everyone has just been so supportive, and obviously we're winning, so it's fun, and I'm just really happy to be a part of it.
And, Kendall, I think that's something about this group that's been special through the years, is just the bond that this team has, and that it just seems like that is something that is just part of the culture, that not only people have been a part of the program, but the newcomers that come in can step right in and feel at home.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every team talks about culture, I think, but it's just something that's so natural for us. I mean, coming in with 7 freshmen and 1 transfer, there's a lot of new people on this team, and I feel like we've all just meshed really well, even at practice and outside of practice.
Yeah, just talk a bit about your role here. Came off, had a very good game against Graceland, 6 points, 3 rebounds, knocked down a couple of threes in that game, and just coming off the bench and making an impact coming into games.
Yeah, coach talks a lot about like just trusting the process and just playing our role. So I think that's just something for me I've been trying to focus on, is just always staying ready and whatever happens during the game, just keeping my focus and being prepared.
And Emery, one of the things that stands out to me, not only doing some things offensively, 9 points against the Rutgers, 6 rebounds, but just that kind of the ability there to help on the boards as well as what you're doing on the offensive side of the points is something that's big.
Mm-hmm. Rebound has always been something that's like really like special to me. It's something that's been like engraved in my head with my dad, my sisters, just like everyone that I've grown up watching. Like, it's just something that's really fun to me, and getting like an offensive board, getting that like extra possession is just like, I don't know, it just brings a lot of joy to me, and like it's just good part of the game.
Now, when you were looking at maybe transferring from William Jewell to another school, what really stood out about wanting to come to Northwest?
Definitely the culture, and like Kendall said, that's something that every school is going to say like as soon as you step on their campus. But you could tell a huge difference with just some of the visits that I went on. When I came here, it was different. Every single person that I talked to told me the exact same thing. And now that you're actually in the season and you're like really experiencing it, that's when like things can get a little bit shady. But there hasn't been a single thing that I've been told that hasn't happened. And there's honestly been more. And just like I said, the support that is around me and just like being so welcomed into this family has just been amazing.
And Kendall, coming to Northwest from Indianola, what brought you to Northwest Missouri State? What are some of those things that really stood out to you?
Yeah, so my recruiting process was a little different coming in with it being COVID. So really I had to trust the coaches and everything that they were saying about Maryville. But it all turned out to be true. Like Emery was saying, like everything was so amazing. I love the people. The place is amazing. All the coaching staff and all the support staff even around was just a huge draw. And just knowing that I was still a little close to home is always something that helps.
I guess when you think about, for both of you, you're almost at a similar distance away from home. Just you're coming from the Kansas City Shawnee area, and of course you're coming down from Indianola, but from a time wise situation, it's kind of a similar situation for both of you there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is nice.
Just far enough away, but close enough to get home,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And Emery, coming, as mentioned, from Shawnee and Mill Valley, we've had a number of athletes on this program from the Mill Valley that come to Northwest, and then you see around the MIAA even a lot of Mill Valley athletes. What's the secret? What's going on down at Mill Valley?
I would say really the coaches that they have there just like are – they're so like focused on you and getting you, like, if you want to play at that next level, they're going to put everything they have into you and they're going to help you with that recruiting process. And Mill Valley's just been pretty successful in general the last couple years, and I think just seeing like the success that they've had and seeing people that have gone to Northwest, I think it's kind of a place that they're able to look to.
Yeah, because I think last week we had Holden Zygmunt on from the football team here, and he's kind of saying some of the same things here. To when you were looking at coming to Northwest, just not only just with women's basketball, but did you consider some of the other graduates from Mill Valley? They've come up here and talked to them a little bit at all? Or
I definitely see them on campus, always a little head nod or a wave, just like it's always like the, oh, I think I definitely recognize you, even though I'm a couple years apart from some of them, but like it's still like the recognition and just like just knowing them.
Well, and now this weekend you're going up against your old teammate down to Liberty and face William Jewell. How's that going to be to go back into the Mabee Center?
It's gonna be interesting. I got a little bit of nerves walking into there again, but I've got a huge support system behind me. I know there's gonna be quite a few people going. It'll just be fun to see some familiar faces, but also ready to bring what we've got to them. So,
Well, what are you looking for both of you out of this matchup coming up on Saturday?
Yeah, I think we're just looking for consistency out of us. I mean, some of these teams, they're obviously good, and each game is a hard win for us, but we just need to remain focused and just be consistent in who we are and just our values on the team, and then that will help us get the win.
is also coming off of a weekend, last weekend, where he had a couple games down at Kansas City Municipal Auditorium. And how much fun is that just to go down and play at Municipal?
It's a lot of fun, and even just thinking, like, it's where the MIAA tournament's hosted, so it's just fun to have that little extra couple of games to get our feet under us to get ready for March.
Yeah, a little bit of a difference in the atmosphere last week and what you get for the conference tournament, but still kind of get used to that atmosphere. Hopefully it will help when you come down the road here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, Emory, have you had a chance to play at Municipal? I know down there with William Jewell, did they ever get a chance to come over and play there?
We haven't. That was actually my first time, and it was pretty exciting. I went down and watched the team Northwest play against them in the conference tournament last year, so it was pretty fun to, like, be a part of it now. So.
Yeah, well, hopefully we got some more games down there, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as, again, we've talked about 5-1 right now in the season, but a young year so far, but from steps that you both of you want to take the here in the next few weeks, what are some of the areas you think this team can make some even further steps ahead?
I would say just, like Kendall mentioned, like consistency. There's definitely, like, obviously we've been pretty successful, but there's always things that we can work on. I think the energy that we're bringing, just, like, our mindsets are definitely going to put us in, like, the right steps. But I don't really know, like, X's and O's right now.
I think just coming out of the gate just super hard and just being prepared when tip-off hits, just throwing the first punch.
Well, that's always a good thing to get in right there. So we talked a little bit with Luke just a moment ago about some things that they like to do away from basketball for the Northwest women. What are some of the things that you like to do when you get away from the court during the year? Because I know you spend a lot of time together, but need to get away and relax a little bit as well.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because we were away from the court, but still a lot of us do a Bible study on the team, so it's just fun to build those relationships, not only on the court, but off the court. Mm-hmm. I would say, obviously, we spend a lot of time together on the court, like she said, but we all prefer to be around each other all the time. We've done a couple, like, campfire things. We're going to watch a couple movies. Just, like, it's just fun to be around all the girls. We'll go get ice cream or just hang out.
Now, do you watch? There used to be at the time with the buses, you had the everyone was watching the same movie on the buses. Do they still do that, or do everybody have their own iPad or different things and watch on the trips?
We actually haven't watched a movie this year, and we didn't even really watch them last year because we were just spending all that time talking.
All right, well, sounds great. And again, it's been great having both of you on the show, and good luck this weekend on the trip down to Liberty.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, we've been talking with Kendall Klatt along with Emory Czar. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We've got more coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Millen Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon. Millen Dinsdale is proud to have former Bearcat offensive lineman Tanner Owen on the team as a crop specialist. To contact Tanner, Aaron, or the rest of the crew, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at NVB.com. Member FDIC.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to Pizza Ranch as we wrap things up on this week's edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe with Matt Tritt, and I'm John Coffey. And should have a fun weekend coming up. Northwest men head to Northern Iowa to play in Fayette, Iowa. A couple of good teams there with Southwest Minnesota State on Saturday, and then on Sunday, Concordia St. Paul. Northwest women head the other direction to Liberty as they face William Jewell. And so should be a good weekend there. And, of course, as you mentioned, volleyball and also the cross-country teams have some big things coming up this week. So just a fun time to be around Northwest Athletics.
That's right, and you just spoke with women's basketball there, going to William Jules, you mentioned, and kind of fun having Emery Czars on of, you know, all right, you just played in this game last year, now you're flipping sides and put on a new jersey, but heck, if we get a similar performance, she had 21 points against Northwest last year, and of course, you mentioned it, the defense and the rebounding have been there. I feel like we're due. She's going to have a breakout game before long. It might come in her old gym here this weekend, yeah. So I'll have to wait and see.
Well, that'll be fun, and again, that's coming up on Saturday at 1 o'clock. The men play up in Iowa at 1 o'clock as well. So a lot of sports coming up this weekend right here on KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe.